Phil, I don't think anyone saw that coming after the goal early on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, got a good start. Thought we started the game well, got the goal. And we conceded two soft goals from set plays, which, as you know, seeing all our games this season, is unlike us. You know, we know Millwall are a big, strong team who are good in those situations. But from our point of view, they were soft goals. And the goals, the quick fire goals, rocked us as a team. And we lost our way in that period. And we're a team not used to conceding. I think that knocked us. But second half, I thought we responded really well. Wasn't easy in that second half for the lads to go out and play as well as they did, create chances, we dominated the game, but we couldn't get that goal back. But I take a lot of heart for the way we played in the second half and the way the lads concentrated on what they needed to do. And you know, I firmly believe that this tie's not over.
So, I mean, obviously going in at half time, it must have been difficult because you say this team's not used to being behind, and suddenly they come back like that. And
yeah, well, it was, like I said, we're not used to conceding, and we've conceded three. I don't think we've conceded three at home this season. But there were soft goals, you know. So, you know, we need to look at that and work on it again and make sure that we're better when we go down to Millwall on Friday in those situations. I don't think Millwall are going to do anything to surprise us. We've just got to be able to deal with it better than we did. And we will do, and we'll go down there. And if it is Millwall who progress to Wembley, then we've got to make sure they really earn it.
So you hammered away second half, you know, pinned them back. What's the big chance, Philip Royce?
Yeah, it was a golden opportunity. But you know, Phil's worked tirelessly for the team today. And the moment came, and he wasn't able to take it. You know, and those are important moments. But you know, you can't fault Phil for his all-round play today. I thought he was excellent.
In terms of the second half performance, say, you know, you didn't get a goal back, but there's enough there from the players themselves to sort of see, look, we've pushed this team back, we can go, you know, have another good go at them on Friday.
Not without doubt, you know, we're going to go down there and be as positive as we possibly can and try and make it a difficult night for them. And you know, I believe we've got the capabilities of doing that. We're obviously disappointed you know, this afternoon, because you know, we're a team who's defended so well, and we've gone off that today. And certainly, you know, the two situations, the rest of the game, I thought we coped really well. There was didn't feel under threat at all, apart from, you know, a few of the long throws. But in general, we coped really well. So, you know, we've got to eradicate, you know, that, and play like we did in the second, play like we did at the start of the game and in the second half.
Obviously, the players who weren't playing. What's the news with Hansen?
Yeah, Burke is closer than Hans. You know, he'd done a bit of the training yesterday, but wasn't comfortable with his hip. And obviously, to put a young player in a game like this when he's not quite right is too big a risk. Hansen has not made any progress with his calf. He's got another scan on Monday, and hopefully we can investigate that further. But at the moment, you have to say he's a doubt.
I was going to say, you said the other day that trying to get the bottom of it, it's still that same situation. It must be frustrating.
Yeah, very frustrating for us, because obviously he's been a key player for us over the years. Although Proctor was outstanding today, I thought he worked tirelessly for the team, and very unlucky not to have a penalty in the second half when he's got pulled down. But yeah, you know, if Hans is fit and Berkey's fit and Billy Clark's available, then they'll add strength to the squad going down to Millwall on Friday.
Someone like Hans, when the opposition don't see him on the team sheet, it probably gives them a bit of a lift.
Yeah, well, obviously Hans is, you know, one thing he's done well for us. He's been great in those situations, defending set plays over the years as well. But you know, he's not fit, and you know, like I say, Proctor, I thought, was excellent today.
You must have had your heart in your mouth when Tony pushed out the Millwall defender just about to take the penalty.
Yeah, and I thought the ref, you know, was a little bit lenient in terms of Webster pulling back. I think it was Reedy on that far side, and you know, that kind of made him only give Tony a yellow in that situation. So at least he was consistent, which you've got to give the ref credit for.
And you said about the penalty, there could have been a few other free kicks that weren't given in and around the area as well.
Yeah, possibly. You know, I have no complaints about the ref today. You know, apart from the penalty incident on Proctor, I thought, you know, I've seen that back, and I thought that was a clear penalty. The rest of the game, I thought it was all right. You know, we just got to look at ourselves and make sure we do better on Friday.
What was your message at half time, Phil? Kind of
turn around. Yeah, I mean, at half time, it was, look, we've got to make sure we class this now as a 45-minute game, and we go and get something from this 45 minutes. And forget about the first half while looking to improve in certain situations, which I felt we did. But we had to show courage to go and get on the ball and keep the ball better. And I just felt in the first half when the goals went in, we just lost our way in possession. We've got two youngsters in the centre midfield who've been outstanding for us. And we just went away from linking the play. And every time we played a little bit of football, we got in some good situations. And we did that so much better in the second period.
Yeah,